Hello, everyone. This is Father Jared Rodrigue, pastor of St. Luke the Evangelist Catholic Church, and you are listening to our Advent series, Come and Be Born in Me.
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me. Come and be born.
Be born in me.
Well, congratulations, everyone. You made it through all of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. As you know by now, we are preparing the way of the Lord. Or better yet, we are preparing ourselves to be the most fit dwellings of the Lord. Prepping ourselves to be mangers, to be souls that are fit for the newborn King of the universe to dwell. As we said all the way back in our first episode, the fruits of the Holy Spirit were our evidence as to whether or not our mangers are effective, whether or not our mangers are good and faithful. In this study, in this evaluation of our mangers, did we find ourselves to be warm with charity, attractive with joy, restful with peace, calm with patience, gentle in kindness, ordered with goodness, outpouring with generosity, firm in gentleness, unwavering in faithfulness, intentional with modesty, disciplined with self-control, and single-hearted in chastity. If we find ourselves to be lacking any of these fruits, if the mangers of our souls cannot be described in all of these fruits of the Holy Spirit, then that means we must be lacking in some particular virtue. A virtue is a habit, a practiced, a learned, firm disposition. And of course, it implies a good habit. The Latin virtus, from which this word comes, has the particular connotation of bravery, courage, or moral strength, you know, high character, valor. Virtue, then, ultimately, has this sense of war or battle. We wage war on the vices to practice and acquire these virtues, these good habits. And it is when we lose these battles, or in some cases, refuse to fight the battles altogether, it is when this happens that we lack in the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and ultimately, we're left unfulfilled. And so, the virtues, the first and most crucial of these virtues is humility, which battles the opposite vice or bad habit of pride, right? The original sin. So then, how can your manger practice humility? Well, first, the humble manger always remembers for whom it exists. Yeah, he may be having an amazing heyday. The sunlight may be hitting his side beams at just the right angle to make his whole self pop. But in his humility, he tells himself, no, even on the best heydays, I am nothing without the only one worthy of laying upon my hay. The humble manger does not flaunt his importance. He does not seek to be consoled and comforted. He does not fish for compliments about his beautiful frame or the comfort of his hay. He is not offended when the cattle seek other mangers to eat from. He knows who his king is. He knows for whom he waits. And he knows who he is in relationship to this king. A humble resting place. But have we yet practiced and acquired the same virtue of humility?
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born.